This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live talk radio that you control, the only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And what's on some people's minds, evidently, is the internet and social media and just technology, their Google Voice assistants and their Amazon assistants and just weird sexual leanings toward technology.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine. I mean, I'm certainly somebody who is no stranger to technology. It's been involved in my life forever, basically. I mean, I have to be on technology in order to be on this show, in order to promote the show. Everything we do, you know, we couldn't do if it weren't for the internet. We're big into cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live. So, I mean, I'm immersed in this constantly. But there's never been a time where I've thought, you know, that computer voice sounds really sexy. That's never really been anything.
Well, you don't use any of the voice assistants either, do you?
No, I don't. I tried to do the Google, whatever the Google one is, what do they call it, assistant, I guess. And, like, it won't even work for my calendar, which would be the most useful thing, because, like, sometimes I'm driving around and I think, oh, I got to do this thing at this time. And if I'm driving, it's not exactly safe to use the phone to enter it in manually to the calendar. So it would be nice if I could actually tell it, hey, you know, add this to my calendar. But apparently Google restricts the apps users. So we have freetalklive.com hosted by, like, the mail end of that is for Google, like Google handles our mail.
Right.
And I guess that gives you an access. Like, so if I'm logged in with Ian at freetalklive.com, my email address, there's just certain things that they just haven't activated for the Google Assistant. And one of those things is a calendar feature. So I don't have access to that.
Okay, that's useless.
Yeah, it's basically useless.
I don't like the idea that they're always on. And, I mean, they could always be on anyway and listening. But
you wouldn't know.
No, but one presumes that, you know, if someone would have discovered that, as they have with some of the, I think they were the Amazon thermostats or something.
Google's got Nest.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, they have their thermostats.
But something was always listening. And, I mean, they were sued, and they ended up fixing it, I think. I don't remember the exact details, but presumably if these things were actually listening all the time, despite not being explicitly told to by activating one of these assistants, we would know, and it wouldn't last very long. But they could be listening anyway, but I don't like the idea of
they
knowing that they're always listening.
So they're interviewing here. This is a story written by a psychotherapist, and in this case they're talking with Dr. Mike McPhillips, consultant psychiatrist and leading UK authority on the treatment of psychiatric and addictive disorders, saying that children are being sexualized at younger ages than ever. Graphic porn is available on tech and video games, and it damages the body images of children and expectations of young people. He also says it sets up a disconnect between intimacy with tech and human-to-human contact. The irony that our current clinical consultations are being conducted online is not lost on those of us in the business. Technosexuals fall into the trap of mistaking connections via tech with actual intimacy. Since technosexuals write witty messages ahead of dates, which often never take place, or get set up and then canceled at the last minute, and not just through fears of coronavirus. COVID is giving air cover to their fears, and because tech can provide the illusion of intimacy, many technosexuals convince themselves that their intimate life is functioning, when it really isn't.
Now, I saw a lot of this a lot back when I was using Grindr, and I just assumed that it was because men no longer had a sex drive because it's so much easier just to do their own thing, right?
When you say you saw this a lot, what do you mean?
I mean, people would, like, set things up, and then
they'd ghost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, regularly, 99% of the time, easily 99% of the time, that would be the result.
Which is ultimately 99% of the time on Grindr, you would be ghosted?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is ultimately why I just stopped using it.
Huh.
I mean, it just wasn't worth the effort, right?
Right. That's a lot of failures.
Yeah. But that's largely what it was. I mean, and because for them, you know, talking to someone and then doing their own thing, it's
that was good enough.
It's good enough.
Good enough. They felt like, oh, well, you know, this person was interested in me, so I'm interesting.
Yeah.
Done deal. Right? They didn't have to meet you. Now, whether that actually translates into sexual things, I mean, we can't get into too much detail on that, but like...
Well, I mean, it's Grindr, so there's certainly like some degree of sexting and things like that going on. So they formed this sexual relationship online through an app, and then they do their thing, and they're done, and they feel like that's as good as actually meeting
the real
person.
Thing.
Yeah.
And really getting that person off.
And that's pretty much the same thing that this psychologist here is saying, is that these people, they develop these intimate relationships online, and they never actually pursue them, because for them, the online version is good enough.
I think that's what we're talking about here. And there's more, though. On face-to-face dates, even socially distanced ones, which, what's the point?
Social distanced dates?
Yeah, that's apparently a thing now. The technosexuals can become overly anxious. The phone in the pocket or bag becomes like a child's security blanket, something to be touched or looked at regularly to provide comfort. Technosexuals would go so far as to crowbar their tech into actual dates as much as possible, using their phones to Google trivia, display photos, showcase apps, or total up the bill. Quote, I appear really outgoing and engaged on dates, admits Jess, who's 39, but really, it's my smartphone performing, not me, she says. Now, you know, for years we've seen this with people going out, not just on dates, but just, you know, at a business meeting or whatever, going out with friends, the old challenge of putting the phones down in the center of the table and the first person to touch their phone has to pay for the entire bill, like to try to...
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, to try to discourage people from getting on their phone and getting distracted from the conversation. But I don't know, you know, like... The interesting thing is to add the sexuality aspect to all this, like that there's something more going on for some people here than maybe was obvious.
I don't know if it's surprising, because as I was saying, you know, you have all of these people who do live vicariously through social media, through video games, through World of Warcraft, through television, whatever. So for these people to take that one step further and achieve intimacy through the same thing that they're already achieving most of their human connectedness through.
Or what feels like intimacy for them.
Right.
Right.
To me, it's not surprising. I mean, that interaction on social media isn't any more real than these online, whatever it is they're
video
doing.
Game. Yeah. Once again, or if in a relationship appears to be progressing, the avoidance side of a technosexual will kick in, which that explains the ghosting that you were talking about before. Once again, tech can save the day by offering an emotionless route to end things. Technosexuals think nothing of closing romantic prospects down, either by impersonal text or ghosting. Ghosting, in particular, is a classic technosexual behavior, since they are unable to relate to the other person as a human being, but rather as an object. Meanwhile, for the partner of a technosexual, it's as if, quote, there are three of us in this marriage, unquote. Many partners suffer in silence, ashamed to admit to friends or counselors that their love rival, the object that soaks up all of their partner's focus, is a piece of tech. That's got to be pretty bummer, right? Like, oh, my God, I love this person, but they love their video games more than me.
Which isn't the fault of the partner, though. I mean, that's the fault. I mean, it's not the fault of the partner who's being pushed aside for the video game or the social media or the whatever.
They're just taking the brunt of it.
Right.
In that particular case. Dr. McPhillips is, like me, now treating an increasing number of married or partnered technosexuals who have lost themselves in webcam activity, replacing normal sexual interests with something much darker. Quote, the advent of online sex opens up opportunities for mutually consenting exploration, but in countless cases under my care, I've seen one partner take it too far, and the relationship is then irretrievably damaged, he says. Let's be clear.
What do they mean by taking it too far?
It's not real clear what they're referring to there, but perhaps the idea of rather than being... So, again, they're treating people who are already married or partnered, but they're also technosexuals, so they're still getting into online, maybe webcams. They mentioned webcam activity, which suggests that maybe they are viewing webcams of, like, cam girls or something like that.
Is that cheating?
Well, I'm sure your wife may think that's the case.
But in that case, just watching porn would be cheating.
Depends on what people think. I mean, I don't...
Yeah.
You know, it depends on the agreement between the couple.
Sure.
Ultimately.
Hopefully they don't have such bizarre agreements in place. 855-450-3733. Do you have any of these bizarre agreements in place?
Are you a technosexual? Do you want to admit to it?
Let us know. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany, but when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out. DINOVITE.com. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft and silky. Dynavite is nutrition.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio tonight is Aria and Ian. And from mid-March to mid-July, Divi, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times. And nothing's stopping Divi from increasing exponentially again, and in fact, that's their goal. Divi's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet, but will they go up further when the wallet is fully released? I don't know, but at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with them a year ago. You can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi by starting a masternode or by staking Divi. They even have a lottery for people who stake the coin. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since September. Will you answer? DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. And let's go to the phones. We've got Angel calling from Arizona. Angel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, everybody. Great
Hi, Angel.
Conversation.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
Well, I got introduced to what you're talking about. Didn't know it had a name. Didn't know it had, you know, characteristics of such. And the person's over in London, and I'm in Arizona. And I met on a game, you know, one of those, you know, you know, here it's a harmless game, you know, at what? Night, you know, just playing. It's not an adult one. It's just a game.
Right, like yeah. Like World of Warcraft or something.
Some sort of online game where you're in there with multiple players. You can chat with the other players,
yeah,
right? That's how
yeah.
you met the person?
Yeah, mm. yeah. It's real harmless and stuff like that. But he showed up right after my husband died. It was weird. Just
you mean he entered your life through the video game right after your husband died, or he actually came overseas?
He came into my life.
Okay.
He, mm-hmm. just, he latched on to me. You know, I was playing my game. I hadn't been chatting with anybody up until that point. You know, I'd just been playing my game. Then my husband passes, and then I'm playing the game just to keep my mind off it. Mm-hmm. I'm home alone, and all of a sudden I meet this person. We're chatting and chatting, and it was quite interesting the first year, and then he'd go away for a while, and then he'd come back. You know, he's got a habit of doing that kind of a thing. He doesn't say much. He's not real communicative. You know, he doesn't say his feelings. I would ask him if he's the robot, you know, because who knows? You know,
yeah, I mean, did you ever have any kind of further interaction outside of the game with him? Meaning, did you ever do a video chat?
I saw we got to see what each other looks like and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, as far as it went. But, I mean, it was very interesting, and it's still there, but I get frustrated because he said, you know, it's like, just, you know, he just said he cares, but...
He said he cares? Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
Yeah. That,
okay.
That he really cares about me, that he loves me, but he's not. He doesn't communicate it a lot. And this is for a game, a phone thing where you've never met them in person, but you've had a friendship since March of 2019. So...
Okay.
It frustrates me.
So does this person have any interest in pursuing a relationship further, or are you just like video game friends?
He doesn't even play on the game with me.
Mm-hmm.
He now communicates through Gmail.
Okay.
Now, do you feel like this is going to go somewhere? Is that what you want to happen? Do you what does this mean to you?
I could care about this person very much because, you know, he's the only one I've put so much time and interest in. He was very nice, cordial, and very close there for a while, but I don't think I'll ever see him in person is the thing. And I just asked him earlier, if I sent you a ticket, would you actually come? Because you never answered a while back.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a dead end, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm older, and he's... bit younger, and I think I'm just climbing up the wrong tree, but it, you know, it's frustrating because I would like to, like, he's not even my type, I mean, for God's sakes, you know, I like surfer boy looking boys. He's bald, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the odds that you're going to encounter within a video game the person who you're physically attracted to is slim to none.
Now, Angel, I've got to tell you, I'm worried because there are a lot of people online who would pretend to have a relationship with you and who would pretend to, you know, they, sure, if you will send me the money, I will buy a ticket.
Oh, yeah. I was actually going to ask, has he ever asked you to send you some Bitcoin?
No, I won't do that. No.
Actually, well, be aware of these people because they're everywhere.
There's scam artists online. They're called romance scams.
I'm not getting involved. I've got my border collie. She entertains me. We play and we have fun. No, I don't need a replacement. You know?
Gotcha.
We had a relationship over the year and a half, and you know, if I was ever going to connect with somebody, it would be nice, you know, but it's unrealistic, and I don't think he would because he's young and he probably plays, you know, other games or you know whatever, and has 10 more, you know, that he does.
10 more girlfriends.
I've always asked him. I've always been suspicious.
Well, Angel, thank you so much for the call. I hope it works out, but it sounds like this guy is more than likely.
It's going nowhere.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a dead end. Well, let's keep going.
I mean, the fact is, dude's halfway across the world.
Yeah.
He's not someone you find attractive. So that's it. You know, it's not going any further. And nor should it. You don't find the person attractive. So why would you want to spend any time doing anything else with that person, you know, unless there's some other benefit that they can bring into your life?
Well, I've connected with people emotionally that I wasn't necessarily attracted to and didn't want, like, a romantic relationship with, but I wanted them to be part of my life.
Okay. Would you pay for them to fly over to visit you from halfway across the world?
No.
You don't want them that. You don't want to be you don't want them involved that badly then.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
They're nice to have at arm's length where they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then they're existing digitally. They're they're not a real person to me.
That's true.
They're just this imaginary person that exists largely in my mind.
In theory, they exist somewhere. Yes.
And I'm sure
talking to a robot.
I'm sure that there is a real person on the other end. But the fact is that the image that I have of this person is 100% warped by their ability to portray themselves in a certain way on social media.
Sure.
You can't control every look you give someone in person.
That's right.
You can't control every angle from which they see you in person.
Unless, of course, you're wearing a mask, in which case they can't see you at all.
Yeah.
Or barely.
I couldn't date a masked person, though. I couldn't. We would just argue constantly.
Socially distanced dating.
I can't believe
that's
a thing,
man.
You
know, how does that even work? Like these online dating sites, they encourage people to do online dates. It's like, no, that's not the same thing.
So that's not a date.
No.
I guess it's literally a date, but it's not.
No.
It's a terrible date.
If a date has zero chance of moving to anything physical, I don't think it's a date.
You have a good point, because eventually they're going to have to not social distance, right?
That's supposed to be what happens. I mean, like, you
know. Is that what they want? They want Mormon-style marriages and, like, people sleeping in other rooms?
I don't know. This is
Free Talk Live.
Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The police chief of Rochester, New York, resigned as criticism mounted over his handling of the death of Daniel Prude, a black man who died after police placed a mesh hood over his head and pushed him into the street.
I want to assure our Rochester community that the Rochester Police Department will continue to serve and protect our residents and our neighborhoods.
Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren. President Trump on the campaign trail, this stop in Jupiter, Florida, where President Trump has some big news for the Sunshine State.
I will sign a presidential order extending the moratorium on offshore drilling on Florida's Gulf Coast and expanding it to Florida's Atlantic Coast as well as the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina.
President Trump now holding a rally in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News. As the election heads into the home stretch, Facebook is offering its users an interesting proposition. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
Facebook paying some users to deactivate their accounts. As many as 400,000 people will be invited to join a study, and those who opt in can get as much as $120. In exchange, Facebook and Instagram accounts must be deactivated later this month for either a week to 6 weeks, and the goal is to better understand how the sites impact political attitudes and behavior during the election.
With just 55 days until the election, the Biden campaign called a lid Tuesday morning, meaning there will be no new news from the Democratic nominee for the remainder of the day. Democratic nominee Joe Biden spent his Labor Day in Pennsylvania, where he took questions from AFL-CIO members. Biden also doing some local interviews. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Ian and Aria. And we're talking about technosexuals here, which are these people who become so caught up in their digital lives that it becomes a way of finding sexual arousal would be a better choice of word. And then they ghost people, and what was the other option they used to get out of these relationships once they actually look like they may go somewhere? They want to exist solely in the digital world.
It's satisfying to them, apparently.
Yes. And they have no need to allow that sexual world to interact with the real world. To them, the digital world is the one that matters. That's the entire world to them. To the extent,
I'd say that's a good summary.
To the extent that they've forgotten that human-to-human interaction is a thing. And because they don't interact with people, they forget, you know, how good it actually is to interact with another human being. They spend so much time in these Zoom meetings that they forget, hey, you know what? It's better to actually sit across the table from you than it is to each sit in our living rooms having a conversation on Zoom.
I totally agree with you that it is better. And sadly, the society with this whole COVID insanity is making all of this worse. Because now they're being reinforced. So these people existed before COVID. But now COVID and all the restrictions that have come up because of it are positively reinforcing their current value system and saying, oh, yeah, see, this is the way things are going. This is the way everything is going. You are on the cutting edge of this now.
And never mind, you know, those people. What about the ones who were not technosexuals, but because they spent the last 4 months not interacting with other humans, now they've forgotten what that's like? And now to them, that social world has become all that is, and they have no further desire to go back to it, to the real world.
Yeah, I don't know. You
it's
and I,
scary.
We were talking about this idea of socially distanced dating, which I just find to be absolutely ridiculous. I mean, on
its
face.
Sad. It's sad.
I mean, I'm somebody who has no desire to reproduce whatsoever. I had a vasectomy when I was 23 years old.
I don't either, but I don't go on dates to reproduce.
But ultimately, that's what it's for people, right? Like, having dates is to figure out, you know, who is the most compatible with you so you can ultimately have sex with that person and have children and propagate the species.
Sure.
That's ultimately the whole point of human dating and all of the things that accompany it, right? Well, now, socially distanced dating is apparently a thing. And that means
how
dating.
Does this work?
Apparently, it means meeting online, which means not really at all a date in any way, shape, or form, in my opinion. And it also means almost no chance of any kind of sexual activity, because if you're not meeting,
there's zero chance of sexual activity.
Right. And what is it like? I mean, has anybody gone on one of these so-called socially distanced dates? I mean, the person who you're on the other side of the table from presumably doesn't want you to touch them. So how do you get from point A, which is meeting the person, to point Z, which is being together with that person in an intimate manner? That to me is like mind-boggling, because if somebody wants to go on a socially distanced date, that suggests that they don't want you touching them.
I would tend to agree.
At any point. So that to me doesn't sound like a very interesting beginning to any kind of a relationship.
Or maybe they just don't want you touching them until you're both vaccinated, until you get the Trump vaccine. Then it's okay to touch.
Maybe they have a certain set of requirements that must be met. I don't know what these people are thinking. I don't understand it.
Honestly, I don't think they are. I think they're just caught up in fear, and they're trying to live lives as normally as they can while being terrified out of their minds.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Dylan calling from New Hampshire. Dylan, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us?
Hello? Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm talking about environmentalism.
Okay.
How does environmentalism figure into voluntarism?
Do you mean how does protection of the environment, how does that figure into voluntarism?
Yes. In the ideal world, if we're all, in our own little groups, how can you figure out, like, if I'm working for myself and I pollute the river, how does that figure out for yourself?
Do you get water from the river?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, well, then you just killed yourself, right?
Well, he can pollute downstream. So he can get all the good water and then pollute the other neighbors downstream. That presumes that there's no sort of mechanism for, holding people responsible for their actions. And I think that that's something people would want to have. So whether that be some sort of private court system or whatever that would end up looking like, if you pollute someone's property, generally most people would agree that that's an actionable tort, that you have a case against
Hold on. If I have to hold somebody responsible for their actions, I have to hold somebody responsible for polluting the water, doesn't that imply that I've used the use of force on them?
Right, so you're getting, you're in pretty deep in this example, which is fine, but you have to understand where we've got to paint this picture. So what you're describing is a world where there is no state, there is no centralized monopoly over violence, right? That's the world you're talking about, a voluntarist sort of utopia world?
I don't think I'm very that deep in that state, man. That's like environmental science, like 101, man.
Huh?
Well, let me say this. That person polluting your river is causing damage to your property. If you have asked them to stop and they refuse to do it, they continue to damage your property. You are within your rights to defend yourself and your property.
Is the river my property?
The river, if it's polluting your land.
It depends, man. It depends on what people agree with, right? So in some places you can own.
That flows down from you. Is that your property, or is that whose property is downstream.
If a river passes through my property, then at a given moment of time, there are water particles on my property that belong to me.
So is everything upstream your property?
No, it's only my property when it's on my property.
So a lot of this depends on what people agree to. So some people don't agree on ideas about... I'd like to answer the question. You asked a question. I'd like to give it a, you know, a chance to get an answer out here. So I think what matters is what people believe about property, ultimately. And some people don't believe in property at all. And we can't get along with those people. Those people are called communists. And they and we do not get along. And so we couldn't possibly, I don't think, exist in the same society. So in order to have a functioning society, you have to have some level of an agreement about what property is. So maybe some people would agree with Aria that while the water is on her property, it does belong to her. However, most people would also agree that you don't get to just siphon off 100% of the river into your own little, you know, holding basin and not let anyone else downstream have that. So, like, it's not that you have total control. I don't think most people would agree that you can do that, right?
And I think I would agree that I couldn't do that.
Right.
Well,
so,
I don't know. Could it? I would agree that it was morally wrong.
So is it really your property, or is it just this sort of transient thing that's passing through your property? I mean, you know, it's an interesting discussion. But regardless, if you poison that water... and that water, you pollute it in some way, and that water then goes on other people's property, then you have, by proxy, polluted their property as well.
Yeah, because some of it will get in the soil for certain.
Absolutely. And maybe they were drinking that water as well, and they are now unable to drink that water. So you've deprived them of that enjoyment. You've deprived them of the beauty that the stream was. Now it's green, and it's, you know, black, and it's ugly, or whatever, right? So there's all these things that could be done as far as bringing some sort of a case against these people. But then the question really becomes, what does the justice system look like in a voluntarist world? And that is a whole other question and a whole other ball of wax.
I mean, people have written books about this. It's not something that can be tackled off the cuff on a radio show.
Not easily. Yeah, but ultimately, rest assured, if people believe in the idea of property, then they will believe in the idea of protecting that property from polluters, and so there will be a system to hold those people accountable.
Yeah. If you have any further questions about voluntarism, I don't know where to address. I don't know where to send people on that to learn more about it.
I did an audiobook called The Market for Liberty, and it's very, very good on these issues.
The Market for Liberty.
Yeah.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call it to talk about anything that's on your mind. And if you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. That toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio, it's Aria and Ian. And I want to say thank you to Chris R., who is tonight's amplifier. Chris R. is also a co-host here on Free Talk Live. So, Chris, thank you for liking the show enough to be one of the amplifiers. Now, this means he's a member of the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money that goes strictly to advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. Help us get on more radio stations. The AMP program is the best way to do that. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com, as well as joining it. It only takes $5 per month to join, and it gives you a number of cool perks, like evidently the inability to be purged from the Discord server, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. There's also an AMP-only chat room and an AMP-only Facebook group and a couple of other cool little features like that. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And Chris, thank you so much. I don't know when you're coming back. You're currently on hiatus from the show. I mean, you're a busy guy. Chris is a busy guy.
Busy. Very busy.
But thanks for continuing to support the show while you're absent. Let's go to the phones. We've got Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, and Labor Day weekend is over. And autumn begins in 2 weeks on September 22nd at 1331 Greenwich Mean Time. When do you estimate that Keene, New Hampshire will get its official first snowfall of 2020?
I don't think this matters in one way to any of our audience.
Well, you already got it back in January.
That was what he called in for.
Well,
was that it? Yeah. That was it.
Jesus. Tom, that's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for you, dude. You want to take the next one?
You want me to take the next one?
Do you want us to take the next one? All right. We've got James from Arizona. James, you're
How
on Free Talk Live.
Hello. James? Gotta listen on hold, man. You can't listen on the radio or it'll be too delayed.
What are you doing? James?
Apparently he's not paying any attention whatsoever.
Are you having a stroke, dude? Oh, well. Moving right along, then, into techno. James, we tried, man.
You did.
You
gave him a chance.
Yep. Against all of our better judgment and against all the sanity and goodness in the world, we gave you yet another chance to say something on national radio.
Well, if you want to talk about sanity, here's another line that's a real winner from this story about technosexuals, which we're almost done with. But again, talking about these folks that seem to have, and again, we're both brand new to this term tonight. I had never heard it before.
I'd never heard
across this story. But it does seem to be about people who get some form of satisfaction, whether it's sexual or not, or just sort of pleasure in general, from their interactions with these devices, their interactions with these websites, getting likes and things like that. That somehow this is, for them, a replacement for real intimacy with another human being. And here's a quote from, again, they focused on three or four different folks in this particular story. This is Graham. He's 42. He's an accountant and has been married for 2 years. So, again, there's the types of what they call technosexuals who aren't in a relationship except with their tech. They're not in any sort of meaningful relationship. But then there's these other people who are, you know, this guy's married, right? So he has a wife. He says, quote, "My wife can't understand why I resist being intimate with her, but I can't admit that I'm terrified of getting close."
But this is his wife.
That's what's so shocking about this. Why are you married, dude?
How did you get married without being close to her?
That's what I don't understand. I mean, I could understand.
Did the social media, did the technology, did it drive a wedge into your marriage and now you're like sleeping on the couch each night and you're like, I don't know how to fix this? If so, the solution is pretty simple. Put the phone down.
Yeah, put the game down. Go in without the phone to the bedroom and just try something. You know, try snuggling or whatever. Maybe that'll lead from one thing to the next, and then who knows, you might have a relationship again. I don't know.
I would imagine some sort of apology is going to be in order. Like, if he just goes in there and starts cuddling with her, I imagine she's like, I want a divorce.
Yeah, let's talk.
Yeah. But if you go in there and you're like, hey, look, I've got a problem.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to address that.
Right. Can you help me?
Yeah. That would be the way to go here, dude.
So, yeah, and it's like maybe they... It's just hard to understand how somebody could get married. And I guess I could see if they'd had an intimate relationship and then it being, like, broken up by a video game addiction or something like that.
Sure, but within 2 years?
Yeah.
That to me is something that would take more like 5 to maybe 7.
Right, and even then, I like, he uses the term resist being intimate with her. And then he says he's terrified of getting close. Well, so have you ever been intimate with her? Were you intimate with her prior to getting married? Because I would hope that you were, because otherwise, why did she marry you? Maybe he's super wealthy or something, you know, there's something else going on here. Why would a person want to marry another person to whom they are not, or with whom they're not intimate in any kind of way, shape, or form?
Well, I know there are, like, Christians who do this sort of thing. There's one married Christian couple. They've been married now for, I think, several years, and they've never... what's the word I'm looking for? They've never...
Consummated?
Thank you. They've never consummated their marriage. And, I mean, it's as stupid as you would expect. And to address these things, like, when the guy was feeling aroused, he would eat an entire raw potato. Right.
And that would kill
that's the
arousal.
Kind of insanity you have to go through in order to avoid close physical intimacy
what
with someone
Jesus
that you're
do?
He probably would not eat a whole raw potato.
Yeah.
That's just bizarre. But I mean, why would you want to get married to someone? Yeah, I mean, even in the Christian worldview, and not have sex with them. Or not have any physical intimacy with them whatsoever.
Okay, right, because I could understand there are people who are called asexuals, right? Like an asexual is somebody who has no desire for sexual contact whatsoever.
Do they get married?
I presume they do. But here's my question. Does an asexual have desire for intimacy? Right, because there is a difference, right? There's a difference between being intimate with somebody and sex. I mean, they're close.
Yeah.
They're both intimate acts. Sex is certainly an intimate act,
well,
generally.
Well, it can be.
There are non-intimate ways of doing it, you know, glory hole or whatever, but, you know, without going further. But, you know, yeah, it's just so bizarre, you know, to hear these folks that are in relationships and, quote, terrified of getting close to his own wife.
And that's not that doesn't mean terrified of having sex with his own wife. It just means terrified of being intimate with her. I cannot imagine how that happens.
Strange. The good news is, according to the article, that help is available. Technosexuals can embark on one-to-one therapy. Or if you suspect your partner or date prefers their tech to you, speaking up for yourself is important to clarify what is and isn't acceptable to you. Or sufferers can take up a daily meditation practice, such as the Vedic meditation taught by some people to develop an enhanced awareness of their own body and emotions. If we're not careful, mindful even, tech has the power to tempt all of us to invest too much time in a, quote, virtual, unquote, life at the expense of our real one. Now, whether you're a technosexual or not, that's a real threat, I think, to everybody these days, is that tech is subsuming reality, and that endangers human relationships.
Well, it clearly does, and the COVID nonsense is not helping.
No.
I mean, now it's normal to put your human relationships aside in order to pursue these digital ones.
Now it's normal to not even look at other humans as humans, to instead look at them as these disease-carrying pests.
Plague rats is what they're called. Plague rats is what they're calling us.
Right.
Like when we had the, I didn't make it to it, but when you had the anti-mask rally, you didn't have it. But when there was an anti-mask rally here in Keene, someone was posting on, in this fake digital world, is anyone going to Corona Fest? Because I want to know who the plague-ridden rats are and how to avoid them. It's just nonsense. This is not.
You're not a human anymore. You're a rat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, early on in this pandemic, China had signs up that said something horrific like, every single person you see is a ghost waiting to kill you, and things like that. It's like, this is not a healthy way for a social animal to act. This is widespread insanity. If you understand that humans are social animals, being the most antisocial they could possibly be in the year 2020, because they're so terrified of dying of this disease that really doesn't seem to be killing very many people, that they refuse to live. I don't see the point in it. What is the point of dating if you can't procreate? And what is the point of living if you can't actually live?
Yeah, if you're not going to get close to a person, I don't understand.
Yeah, at that point, you might as well just sit at home playing World of... Put on your Tron mask or whatever. I've never seen Tron.
Virtual reality.
Yeah. And that's
like
the world you can live in.
Only by living in the present is a person free to let go of unhealthy technosexual behavior and to continue using tech healthily instead of it dominating and warping their lives. But you got to stay on top of it. You can't let it take control. It's not easy.
No, too many people do. I mean, too many people don't pay attention to these things as they... I imagine that's what happened with this married couple. They just didn't notice it, and then suddenly it was too late.
Man.
And they didn't know how to go back. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.